Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Big shout out, first of all, to our Christian Television Network audience all around the world. Can you imagine that? Mm. Is that not something?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to figure all the places, and I just said, the world. I don't know, like gathering, orchestrating, formulating, ministry, see what God is, the seed of God's word, and just kind of sowing it into the nations. What a great concept.
Sounds good to me.
That sounds like, man, let's do that. You want to do that?
Yeah.
And then they said there's like four different soils, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to fall on a pathway, you know, and immediately, you know, Lucifer, as we're finding out, loves to come and steal the seed. We're not blind to that anymore.
Right.
And secondly is there's another soil called rocky places that somebody goes, oh, thank you so much. I am so glad. That's the most awesome message, Chris, I've ever heard before in my entire life. I receive what you're telling me. I want Jesus.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden the sun gets hot and they have no sunscreen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They have no Lucifer screen.
Mm.
And immediately because of the heat of life and the pressures we're seeing, we're unceasing pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out. Then they fall away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no roots, which means you didn't listen when we said get discipled. Jesus said, go make disciples of the nations. Don't write another song, which I love songs. But if you haven't yet know who you're writing about,
hello.
Just pause for a moment. Pause for a moment. Just sing the scripture to yourself till you actually get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, get your guitar out and just go, you know, in the beginning was the word,
there
and the word was with God, and the verdict's end. They love darkness other than light. I better, you know.
You don't need moose for that or anything. You just you and Jesus.
Are you
and
talking
the guitar,
about, you know, no. If you grew your hair, are you talking about my hair? I have no moose on my hair.
Don't take it personal. Not yet.
I'm not.
I haven't
not yet.
Yet. Not yet. Don't have to
not yet.
Yet.
I love that. I love that. Is this mic working?
We can fix that.
And so he said, go make disciples of the nations. And then there's another soil. There's another soil. So this is very important because he's talking about your heart, which means Jesus, the Son of God, who said nothing and did nothing unless the supreme, at that time, organizer, before he actually, Jesus became the supreme organizer under the Father because he, even the Father was organizing him. We're going to talk about how he set the example for us how to be organized under the Son. God said through his Son, he said, there's a third soil. And the third soil is the same thing. Woo, this is so good. I think I am definitely even going to be a part of this building program. I am going, I am here for the whole long. You know what I'm saying? I am here the whole, I am at least until the cares and this life and the deceitfulness of my perspective of money drowns me out. I am here. I am here till all of a sudden God gives me more. And I'm like, I'm struggling now. It was easier to give with a quota,
A quarter.
Give a shout out to everybody in Jersey. That Sophia, I was thinking about you this morning. I was praying for you. I'm ready to see you, but November's a long ways off.
No,
right?
October, like eight.
That's what
10
I thought. Like, how much
left?
October's
no,
left? I'm
no,
ready to. I'm
eight,
ready to get
left
to see Sophia.
Like
I'm thinking November. That's
she's
forever.
Coming. She's coming.
I'm ready.
Awesome.
Quarter. And so then, all of a sudden, God wants says, "Okay, I'm going to test you. I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you." I don't know, a raise. I'm going to give you a $10,000 raise. I'm going to just bless you a $10,000 raise. All of a sudden, you pace the floor going, I don't know if I can give $1,000 to God. It's like, dude, he gave you the whole 10. And this is what he says. This is what Jesus said. He said, though the seed was sown on your heart, the true seed, the word of God, and you did receive it because of the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, you let it choke you out. And you could not bear any fruit. And it's only by our fruit are we determined by who we are. But let me tell you about the good soil. This is the fourth soil. The fourth soil is a good soil. It's the soil that actually, when the seed is sown, it produces. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Imagine having a productive church. It's almost like the natural physical aspect of infertility in the natural is the ramifications of the infertility in the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the church is not producing. I mean, we're swapping.
Yeah.
You know, there's like, you know, there was a program on television called Wife Swap. Yeah. You remember? You were talking about that?
Yeah.
And now, but think about it. I mean, you break that up and just say, hey, this has been going on for years. It's called sheep swap.
Yeah.
And they go, come get your sheep. I didn't want your sheep. Get your sheep.
They went from this pen
to that
pen
to this pen. And they did the same thing in all pens.
Yeah.
Let's move on. And so, but understand that fruit means it's something that does not yet exist that begins to manifest out of your life because you allow the word of God to do a work in you and purify you and begin to produce 30, 60, 90 times. Mm. Listen to this. What was sown? Not no concept, not no some false doctrine thing. I mean, what the word of God was sown in you.
That's
so
right.
If most of the people aren't in the right seed, I mean, stuff's being grown in your soul, but the question is who you letting plant in your garden.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. I mean, look, you can see people who walk in darkness. It works. But the thing is, if you sow the word of God in your heart, it will produce a harvest, a righteous harvest, 30, 60, and 90 times what was sown if you've made the word himself the Lord of your life. So I just want to encourage you. That's what we're doing. We are sowing the light. We're sowing the seed of God. And to say, dear God, today, say, prepare my heart. I want to be a fertile person in the kingdom of God. I want to produce fruit because this is what he says. This is what Jesus said. I mean, read about it in John chapter 15. I know what we're kind of, but listen, he said that my Father is the gardener. I am the vine. You know, I'm sorry, you're not the vine. You're the branch. You're the branch. And if you're the Gentiles, you're the grafted in branch, which means you better pay attention to the apple of his eye.
Stay humble now. Stay
read
humble.
Romans chapter 11 just to kind of give you insight about how you got grafted in and how important it is for you. That's why we stand for God and country in that order and the original branches.
That's
Israel.
Right. That's right.
And for God, right, the gardener.
That's right.
And through his son, the vine, and us, the branches, and the original branch. And so, and America's like a byproduct. Anyway, so, but we want it to stand.
Yeah.
And then he says this. He says, if the Father cuts off every branch in me that does not bear fruit. In other words, the first three soils, according to the words of Jesus, get cut off, right? But the fourth soil that produced fruit gets to stay in the vine, right? But he even breaks it down a little bit further. He says, apart from abiding or connecting and relating and spending time in the Word with the Word himself, we call that abiding. Go to iabide.org and find out how to do it today quickly. You can't do it anyway.
Yeah.
But if you just hang out with him, abide with him, which you can find out how to do that. We've got a free plan available for you right now at iabide.org. Go there and request your plan. Listen, this is eternity weighs in the balance based on what Jesus is saying right here. That if you abide with him, all of a sudden you'll be like the fourth soil and things will begin to be produced in your life. Whatever he wants to produce, whatever his word is sown, it will produce that which it was set out to be able to do. And then he says, but even though you're fruitful, that means you're faithful and you're fruitful. You're spending time with the Lord, you're abiding in his word is abiding in you, you're obeying what he says, you're loving on him, you're praying to him, you're listening to him, you're doing what he says. I mean, you just have this great relationship, like the stroll and the Garden of Eden that Adam began to have with God before the fall of man. But then he says, but every branch that does bear fruit, he's going to prune you. He is going to prune you. And what that means, that it feels like you're being cut off, but you're just being cut back.
Yeah,
you're just being cut back. And my grandfather, I'm going to tell you what, my dad's dad, oh, he loved to prune. I mean, he made me a full believer in pruning. I'm thinking, he is killing it. There is nothing left but dirt. He cut that stuff so far back, and I thought, what is he doing? But obviously, his years of experience, you know,
wisdom.
That he would cut it back, and it would come back fuller and thicker. And the church is called, literally called, to go through suffrage and persecution, not because we're masochistic, but because we're walking in darkness as the light.
Yeah.
And so it buffets us, and these things happen to us, and that's the testing of our faith. But in that, we actually begin to produce even more and more, which means more light and more light and more word and more seed in your life. And so I want to encourage you today. Yeah, that's why we say, we don't say, you know, listen to VFN radio, watch VFN TV on Christian television network around the nation and around the world, just because we want you to watch our program. Truly, truly. I mean, I know it's kind of amazing right now because there's so much self-promotion. You see people getting on stages today and they go, I always wanted to be on the stage. It's like, the stage was there the day before you got there, but now you got a crowd and cameras, you wanted to be there.
Right.
Amazing, right? And the thing is that they were just wanting the glory.
The show, right.
But this is a network truly that God's building. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything that's happening, he said that this was going to happen and is happening. And as long as he wants it to happen, we're totally okay with it. And if he doesn't want it to happen, we're totally okay with it. We'd say, here we are, Lord God, use us for your glory. Because we want to be the light of the world. That's what he said. We're called to be the light of the world. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.